This forum provides perhaps twofold opportunity. One, this is an opportunity for us to pay tribute to women and their successes in the workplace, and that many first successes will be an opportunity to provide women mentors that they can look to in terms of the challenges that they have in the workplace and able to navigate and to be able to move forward in, within the organization. And when you talk of many firsts that women are taking opportunities to do, we look at our own secretary. Janet DiPolitano is the first secretary of Department of Homeland Security. And women then, believe it or not, we do like to check with each other to say, hey, how did you do it? How did you, how were you able to navigate and balance the day-to-day work life along with the family life and the challenges of children, other issues that you are still successful in the workplace? So by providing this forum and this opportunity, it gives one of those benchmarks. The other is to also look at challenges and provide more of an educational and awareness for individuals in the workplace around what women are dealing with, not only women, but how women navigate equates to how well they're doing within their family environment as well. Mm-hmm. So this forum, as I said, a first of many that we hope will provide that educational awareness, that will provide an elevation of women in terms of what opportunities are out there for them, and that they have a forum, a mentorship, and an avenue to go to when they have those many questions.
Mm-hmm. Vicki, I'm wondering, have we sort of reached a tipping point in the number of women who are in federal service now, where those kinds of considerations that maybe affect women, federal workers, where considerations of work life, of balancing career, is that showing up in a significant way as far as you've seen in federal workplaces?
Well, I think if you look at a couple of things are happening, you know, during these economic times, we have situations where more men are leaving the workplace due to the economy, and women are in jobs typically that they're still working. We have more women coming into the workplace. And so the challenges that they are faced with in that environment is really focused around work-life balance and work-life initiatives, mm-hmm. to allow them to navigate long commutes, to allow them to navigate a sick child, to allow them to consider situations when they're not only looking at taking care of children and getting them off to daycare, but also it may be an elderly parent that they're, we're now talking about what's called the sandwich generation. And back to your question, Max, the White House had a women's summit a few months ago, headed up by First Lady Michelle Obama, where she talked about these very work-life issues, where she said, if you look, 8 out of every 10 women are the ones that are making those decisions around daycare, around finances, around health care, around all the family situations, that they are really the decision makers. And when they're trying to handle those issues along with being a productive member of the federal government, it can be a real struggle. And so this forum is looking to what our president had put into place, called the White House Council for Women and Girls, what he asked us to do is to look at those policies that you have in your agencies that may be impacting women and family issues.
Well, along those lines, what do you think is maybe the number one thing that DHS could do right now to help that work-life balance and help women not only thrive but advance in the agency?
Taking from a quote of one of my favorite female mentors, it takes a village. And when we look at not only in our own community but what we can be doing in DHS, I think two real important work-life initiatives would be telework and mentorship, that we have to provide a forum for women that allows them flexibilities in terms of doing their work at home, coming to work at different alternative work schedules, And then when they get into the work environment, what are we doing, as you said, Max, back to some particular functional programs or skill sets that we need? How can we help hone those particular skills once they're in the workplace? Are we providing the mentorship? Mm-hmm. Are we providing tuition assistance? Are we providing educational opportunities? Are we helping to grow and groom the women once they're in the workplace, recognizing that they're going to have the challenges that they have to balance? So how can we provide the number of flexibilities that will allow them to juggle those various issues successfully? I believe that today more men will benefit from the telework environment. Right here in DHS, we have several of our male counterparts who are helping to juggle that family balance along with their spouses, or perhaps their single fathers as well.